She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky.
I am so glad.
Yes, you are. So I didn't mess up. Well, you know, I've been doing Pilates now for about 5 years and I absolutely love it. And joining us now is a wonderful Janice Leonard. She just released Yoga with Janice Leonard, Ballet Bar with Janice Leonard, and Matt Pilates. And she is 73 going strong. And I have to tell you, Janice, you are incredible. How are you today?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
You know, Janice, when did you first start doing Pilates?
I started doing Pilates maybe 17 years ago. I was doing the reformers when I was in the sports club in Los Angeles. I used to do the reformers, and then I segued into the mat Pilates, which I like. I don't know why, but I like it better than the reformers.
You know, it's funny. I just did a reformer class on Monday. It kicked my butt, I have to say. And I really like it. I like both, but I'd like to do more mat Pilates because I think, you know, the reformers are so expensive. And if you're not in a class, you can't afford one. There's so many things. For people who are like, wait, what is Pilates? Tell us about that.
That's me. I'm like, hello, I don't really know. I mean, I know, but I don't really know what the benefits are.
Yes, the benefits are really good, I'm telling you. Yeah, mat Pilates by itself, it's all you working your core, and all the tendons in your body are working. Everything is working, and it just releases everything for me. I just love, especially like you said, the mat Pilates. I love it because you're able to do the things you want to do without the machines pulling you back and forth, and I just enjoy it a lot more.
So you're on a mat. That's what you mean by mat.
Oh, yeah, you're working on a rubber mat, just like a yoga mat, the same thing. And some of the Pilates mats, they give you the thicker mats because you're doing a lot of rollbacks and stuff in the mat Pilates instead of, just a stationary flat mat. And it helps a little bit because you have a little more cushion when you're doing all those rollbacks and stuff. Because some people, they say, oh, my back hurts, I can't roll back. Like I said, well, you got to get a thicker mat. You use the cushiony mat, that helps a lot. And then they're fine after that, and it works out okay.
Now, Janice, what are some differences between Pilates and yoga?
Well, Pilates, like I was saying, it's all core. You're working your core through everything you do in the mat Pilates class. When you're doing leg circles, whether you're rolling back or just stationary things with the arms and legs moving at the same time, that's all core. The yoga, I think it's more too of a mind thing. You know, the brain is working and kind of your brain is relaxing more in the yoga, where Pilates, you're thinking about counting and doing the certain exercises, you know, a lot. Where the yoga, it's all relaxation. Even though you're working the body, you're moving slower in the yoga classes. Pilates, a lot of the different exercises, we're moving a little bit faster in some of the exercises with leg circles and when we're doing the lift-ups from, you know, a rollback, that kind of thing. It's a little different than the yoga exercises. Where yoga, I find, for me, it's more of a mental thing, because once you get into that mental, you know, sphere of the whole thing, you start working the body and you kind of forget everything else you're doing. You don't even think about except the yoga that you're doing. Where Pilates, it's different, where you really have to count everything you do. You're doing a lot of counting, and which is the brain's got to be moving at the same time. Where yoga, you kind of relax the brain a little more. That's why I like it.
I was going to say that. Is it more, you know, where is yoga more, let's say, for your, you know, our mental well-being as well as our physical? Would Pilates have that same effect for that mental clarity and that, you know, that mental thinking? Would Pilates serve that same purpose, even though yoga may be a little bit more lend itself to that?
I think they both have the same kind of, things that you're looking for. But the yoga, like I was saying before, it's more of a mind thing totally, where your mind is set in a certain thing, a relaxation, where even though you're doing poses, you're in between poses and you hold that pose for a little while as you're breathing, you're doing your yoga breathing, slow breath. Where in Pilates, when you're breathing, and a lot of the things we're doing when you're doing the arm stretches, you're doing, you're breathing that, you know, that fast breath kind of thing. So, but you still get the same kind, for me anyway, you still get the same kind of thing where you're also thinking about what you're doing and relaxing, trying to relax the body. But in yoga too, you kind of relax a little more, especially at the end of yoga when you're finishing and you're doing back, you know, on the floor stretching with just the legs moving and stuff like that. It makes it a lot more of the brain is moving and slowing down, where the Pilates, you're moving faster. It's a faster kind of exercise. To me, anyway, that's how it is. I find
it. Well, you know, it's interesting, Janice, because for me, I find I do get that mind connection when I'm doing the Pilates. Like I really have to concentrate, especially because the movements can be really small, right? And I think that helps me too. Mm-hmm. Now, what is ballet bar? That's like a big thing now.
Oh, well, you know what? Now, ballet bar, there's exercises that's called bar exercises, ballet. But in the ballet bars, I did that, oh God, for like almost 35, 40 years. But it was ballet exercises at the bar. And when you're holding onto the bar and you're doing pliés and jetés and all kinds of things, and then at the end of all the bar exercises, which lasts for about 40 minutes, and then we would always do middle exercises where you're doing turns and jumps and all that kind of thing. But the ballet itself, it's also the same kind of thing, you know, whereas a mind thing, because you're listening to all of that beautiful music and you're moving the body much slower in that than you do in the yoga or the mat Pilates. It's just all the pliés, the different positions, your first position, second position, third, fourth, fifth position, and then you do turns also, that kind of thing, and then also leg up on the bar where you're stretching forward over your leg on the, there's two different size bars. There's usually a high bar and a low bar under that. So whether you're just starting or if you've been doing it for a while, you would use the higher bar. And if you're just starting out, you would use the lower bar. So you make sure you can stretch that leg straight out instead of bending the knee, that kind of stuff. And it's all just ballet pliés and stretching. Yeah, it's great.
Janice, I have a question. I was reading lately. I was reading recently, Lisa. And there was a book that was sent to us about losing weight and detoxing, and it had a little bit from the Chinese medicine standpoint, Eastern medicine standpoint. And they were saying that when we're detoxing our liver and our gallbladder, that we actually shouldn't be doing Pilates. Have you heard of that?
You know what? No, I have never heard that before. That's the first time I've heard that. That's interesting. I wonder what that's about. Because, you know, I've never done detoxing before. I've never done it. But I know some people that have done it and, you know, swear by it. But I've never been into that kind of thing yet. I think if I detox, I'd probably pass out. I don't know. I'm serious. I don't think I could do that. I really couldn't. I'm too...
Now, Janice, just... Yeah, I bet. Now I'm going to throw it back to Andrea because this was lovely and people should look you up, Janice Leonard, because you look amazing and it's obvious you take such great care of yourself. And Andrea, take it away.
Okay, sure. Janice, where can people find out more about you? Just because we're wrapping
up.
Well,
they can always go onto my website. My name, Janice, Janice Leonard, Lennard, at dc.rr.com. Or just JaniceLeonard.com.
And they can Google you for sure. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Janice. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Do yoga and Pilates. So great for the mind. Stay well.